Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
I probably won't be watching a lot. And one of the reasons why we actually picked this week, because we could have picked anything in this kind of general area, is that I want to make it back in time for the NBA playoffs, which actually start. So I'll be off next week and the playoffs start the following Tuesday. The play-in tournament begins. And I'm like very excited for the NBA playoffs to start. I know we had a couple results last night we can go over as well. But I think going to kind of tune out the limping to the finish portion of the NBA season, which we've seen a lot of last night. And you know, some of these results, where do they matter? Do they not matter? We had some interesting ones last night as well. Probably will be a little checked out, which will be nice. And then we'll have to come back in and kind of really plug back in, you know, make sure, you know, I'll be watching, make sure I don't miss stuff and everything.
Well, no, but that was my next point. My next point was, like, you know, sometimes, like, I like to kind of, when I go away, best I can, not that I don't pay attention to anything, but I'm not locked in, right? Like, right. You're going away. You're not going to be locked in watching sports when you're down in in South Carolina, right? I mean, that's not happening, right? You're going to enjoy your family, right? When you get away, are you getting away? Or are you still going to keep an eye on the sports? Because I give your wife credit. I mean, my wife doesn't care about the week or whatever. Right. She's like, it's summertime. I don't care if the Mets are playing the Yankees. I don't care if it's the NBA Finals. Like, right. I'm picking a week. If you can go, when can you go away? Well, I can go away between this date, when the spring book ends at WFA, and before the fall book ends. All right, well, I'm going to pick a week. Well, and regardless, it's a case of we're going this week. At least you work it out with your wife where we pick this week, because the NBA season has been an absolute grind at the end, and you're coming back and getting yourself ready for the play-in tournament in the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, because we're seeing my family, I think my wife was more open-minded about the dates that we could pick. For July 4th, we go on a trip with her family. Those dates are not negotiable. Those dates are very much stuck to July 4th. And the best part, the weird thing about this year, the NBA Finals are going to start the 6th or the 8th this year. I think it's the 8th, actually. It's that Thursday. July 4th is on a weekend this year. And so trying to pick, you know, if you work in sports, people that have like kind of normal jobs, it's like, you know, you go away for the summer, you go away for the summer. The sports calendar doesn't really change what you do. But for us especially gambling space, content space for sports.
Oh, no doubt.
It's usually you have that lull, right? July is basically entirely off. NBA Finals usually ends mid-June, maybe the third week of June. But when it's going on, you can feel summer approaching, because the NBA Finals are the only thing going on that is not baseball. And then July is like a nice leisurely month. You got the All-Star break in the middle with no sports. August, things start to kind of trickle back in. Everybody kind of gets set up. So a little weirder this year. Figured we'd take the vacation a little early. And one of the reasons I don't think I'll miss anything is, like, I don't know if a lot can change. Let's do a couple of these NBA results from last night, because I actually think there is a tie in here with, you watch the Lakers-Clippers game from last night, won by the Clippers. Game pushes the final total, but really like went over by a couple points. BetQL gave out a number that won last night on that over, so good job by them. But, you know, very predictable, right? Lakers not playing, you know, LeBron and Schroeder. Clippers look good inside the NBA, kind of going after them a little bit after the game, the Lakers. And then you have the Nets result as well, which is three straight losses. And you kind of look at these two teams, right? And we're 8 days away from the end of the regular season, or whatever it is, 9 days away from the end of the regular season. You know, Lakers can't stop losing. Nets lost three in a row. But does any of this matter whatsoever? That's, the continuation of the weirdness of this year, the importance of the regular season. So I'll kind of ask you, Moose, like, you know, you're pretty locked into, obviously, the Nets, because you have to be for FAN and talking about them every day. They lose again last night. And then the Lakers playing, you know, three quarters of a roster against one of the other best teams in the conference. Like, do these things matter? That's kind of my question. Like, does any of this, on a big picture level, game to game, it matters, obviously, but does any of this really matter?
No. I gotta be honest, you know, it just makes it impossible.
Like, no, it makes it. I mean, yeah.
Ken, that's where, like, you know, what you and Nick do, what I do, what we all do on a daily basis is kind of, you know, trying to put these results in the proper context, right? So, I mean, you look at the
and it's hard not to be. It's hard not to be like smart alecky, honestly, no, when you do it sometimes. It's hard not to be like, whatever, like, doesn't matter. You know, it's hard not to do that.
But here's the and that's where, like, you know, where. You know, the show that I normally do is more of a sports talk. I mean, we do talk gambling, right? But this is obviously wagertainment. You guys are talking about all parameters, but with more of a lean toward the handicapping gambling space, and which is fantastic, which is great. But you're looking at the ramifications. Number one is you don't know how to judge these teams, or you don't know how to exactly assess a team going into a game late in the season now, right, if you're deciding to put money on it, right? But am I supposed to scream and holler about the Brooklyn Nets losing their third straight game, right? If I'm doing a local show, and I did on WFAN earlier today, when I firmly believe that if Harden, Durant, and Kyrie are still healthy, we're not going to look back on a loss or a three-game losing streak at the end of the season when judging them come postseason, because I still think they're going to be an absolute beast to deal with offensively. And I know people could say, well, chemistry-wise, well, they might not win the NBA championship this year. They might not win the NBA, get to the NBA finals. They might, but they might not. But the point is, how do you properly put it into context? Because how do I scream about the Brooklyn Nets? Because somebody will call up and just be like, oh, well, listen, once Harden. Those guys are healthy,
right,
once Harden comes back, it changes the entire course of the conversation when you look at the Brooklyn Nets. It's not the same team when James Harden, who was playing at an MVP level before he went down with a hamstring injury.
Right, and it probably seems, I mean, if you're a fan of Phoenix or Utah or even Philly, who's kind of getting disrespected still as a result of what's happening right now, you probably feel like everyone is crazy to a certain extent. Like, do we get no credit for what's going on this season? No credit at all, really. Like, we just win all these games. We beat everybody in front of us. We win, you know, 70, 72% of our games. Doesn't matter. Okay, that's interesting. And, you know, I'll relay a conversation. We had Matt Moore from the Action Network on. We had him on the other day, but this was a couple weeks ago. And I should have pushed back on this a little bit, because I prefaced a question by saying, normally the regular season can be very predictive to us about who the champion will be.
Right.
If you win a lot of games in the regular season, unlike, say, the NFL, where wild card teams, or baseball, wild card teams can win, in the NBA, like, you get, if you're the best, then in the postseason tournament, you're gonna be the best, like 99 times out of 100. We have all kinds of historical evidence to back that up. Last season, the Lakers had one of the best winning percentages in the regular season, even in the bubble, and won the NBA Finals. And I was like, so we use this to predict, but, like, what do you make of this year? Like, how much do you, and he's like, well, I would push back against the premise that we've ever, that history, you know, that the regular season matters. Is this the first year, like, are we, first of all, is this going to be the start of something where now the regular season really won't matter? Like, going forward, the schedule will decompress, but, like, is the cat out of the bag? That's an interesting way to look at it, where what about next year's regular season? And next year's regular season, like, are players now, do they have the latitude to treat the regular season this way? That's kind of an interesting talking point. And then as a result of that, and this is the stat that I always quote, not because we should always use it, but just to give people an idea of what's going on. I think it's like 38 of the last 40 NBA champions, 37 of the last 40, have won 70% or more of their regular season games. So, like, every year, but with a couple very limited exceptions, Rockets in 95, which was, like, one of the weirder titles. They had to trade for Drexler in the middle of the season. All this stuff happened. You know, almost every single year without fail. And this includes last year and the Raptors the year before, which seemed like an upset. You can look at the standings and be like, all right, those are the teams that can win. That's it. Just those. And this year, that would literally just be Utah and Phoenix. That's all it would be. That would be the list right now. So it's just very interesting to take these two things and put them against each other, right? Which is, how much does the regular season matter? So that lumps in Utah and Phoenix playing very well, too, along with these teams not playing very well. And how much of it is this kind of new wave approach to the NBA regular season? Is this a one-year thing, too? I think this is all tough to unpack, basically.
Yeah, and I get a sense, Ken. I mean, I don't think it's a one-year thing to you. I mean,
I
think this is kind of a wave, and I think that wave, Ken, will be reinforced if one of these teams that rested a lot of players win an NBA title. So if we look at it and it's not Phoenix and it's not Utah, and say it is the Brooklyn Nets or it is the Los Angeles Lakers or it is the Los Angeles Clippers or it's one of these other teams, and if this what happened this year in the NBA, and I got to be honest with you, and I love the NBA, but the regular season at times has been readily unwatchable, trying to figure out exactly who's playing and who's not. But if it gets reinforced with one of those teams winning an NBA title, then every team's going to buy into that. And it's going to be about resting players, making sure you're ready, minimizing the regular season, and the NBA is going to have a problem.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, no question. I mean, the watchability of the individual games is like zero right now, honestly. Even the good games, even the games that look good on paper, you're kind of like, well, like I watched Nets Mavs a little bit last night, and then at every point I'm just like, Harden's not even playing. What am I doing here? Like, what is happening right now? So I kind of agree with you. It'll be really interesting, no matter who wins this year, really. When we get to next season, schedule decompresses, do we see the same dynamics in play? Like, the players have a lot of power. Does that continue, and do they end up sitting out, which leads to a different champion?
We're just getting going here. It's You Better, You Bet on this Friday. Mark Malusis in for Nick Costos. Ken Barkley, of course. Come back. We'll play a game of free roll next on the BetQL Audio Network.
It's You Better, You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.